This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am standing on this bridge across this stream, which is now quite swollen with rainwater. It's been raining heavily for more than 24 hours, so a lot of water. This is, if for those whose memory is that long, it is the same bridge that I took a picture from earlier, I spoke about water under the bridge. Of course, both literally as well as allegorically, water under the bridge, as in the context of the meaning of time having passed. The reason I'm saying that is because as I'm on my walk in the morning in Metringay Park, I am listening to an absolutely fantastic podcast called Empire. And I have my dear friend and brother and my trusted right arm who keeps me in check, especially when I want to buy stuff, is Muhammad Azharuddin. May Allah bless him and may Allah bless his family and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his darajat with him and may Allah be with him and may Allah protect him and may Allah help him and keep him in a special place and before the others who are we have this group called Khawas who get jealous about this dua. Let me extend this dua to all of them who are in this group of Khawas. So Azhar sent me this podcast. Before I go further, let me show you this absolutely delightful little waterfall. It is quietly here by itself. So pretty. So Azhar sent me this podcast. It is this journalist from BBC called Anita Anand, and the most famous, the unique William, as he names himself, William Drempel. It's written Dalrymple, and that's how we pronounce it, and that's obviously not the right pronunciation. It's William Drempel. It's called Empire. So please find it, and I strongly recommend anyone who's interested in getting educated, please listen to this podcast. History is my deep and abiding interest, so obviously I'm interested, but it's nothing to do with me and my interest. It's something which is, I think, very critical for all of us to know, and that is history. And if you think about this, the history of the world as we know it today, for the major part of it, very, very major part of it, all the way to the end of the Second World War, was really the history of empire. It was not the history of republics and so on and so forth. It was the history of empire. So, whether we like it or not, empires have been a huge part of our, for want of a better word, civilization. And I say want of a better word because, subhanAllah, what happens in the name of humanity and our actions is far from what anybody in their right senses would consider to be civilized, but it is what it is. So do listen to this podcast. It's an easy way of learning history. And for those who are more interested, please buy all the books that they recommend and whose authors they interview in this wonderful podcast and read them. I have bought until now all the books that I have come across have been my attention been drawn to. I have bought them and will inshallah over time read them. It's very important. Now, how is that linked to what I'm to bridge? In the same way that any of this stuff is connected, which is first of all because all experience in life is connected. And it is really, to me, the role of wisdom to find those connections. I don't think it's a matter of making the connections as in creating a connection. The connection is already there. It's a matter of finding that connection and understanding that connection. And each of us has our own way of understanding those connections. So when you are looking at history and, you know, you start making connections and so on, please, 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 for God's sake, don't fall into the trap of how history is taught in schools, which is absolutely the worst way of teaching history, which is to focus on dates and numbers and, you know, when was so-and-so born and whatnot. Instead of focusing on the effect of these people who we are talking about. So it's not the incidents or the events which are so important. They are important. But much more important are the people involved. And what did they do and how did that affect them? So, alhamdulillah. Now, what under the bridge reminds me that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, what we do have is the stream itself in its continuously changing ways. And that stream, in our case, is the stream of our lives. So how does the stream of our life change? Where does it take me? What happens at the end of that? And so on. And like this water flowing in the stream, a great deal of that is in my hands. Now, don't take me literally in that sense, because, for example, if I wanted to change the direction that this particular stream here is flowing in, I obviously do not have that freedom, so I can't just go and, you know, dig another channel. But in life, we can. So if my life has been going one way, and I realize, and I should realize, that something is not happening the way it should be happening, then the thing is to change that direction. Now, what is the good direction? To understand that, I hold myself to one fundamental principle, and I'm going to share that with you. And that fundamental principle is, define success and define failure and define progress and define regress in the only true terms that exist for these things. And those terms are the terms that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, defined for us. And what are those terms? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every living being will die. So obviously it includes me and it includes you. And he said, and you will be paid your reward in full on the day of judgment. And that refers to positive and negative, reward and punishment. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a metric. He gave us a way of measuring that reward and measuring success and measuring progress. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. The one who is freed from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only and only that person is successful, not anybody else. Now, this is a very, very important definition for us to keep in mind and not get lost in whatever we are following in life in terms of progress and so on and so forth. Because if we take any path in life which seems to us like progress because of how we have been conditioned and what our friends tell us, and that's the reason why, of course, on a side note, it's very important to have the right kind of friends, because friends influence you, believe me or not. And those of you who believe that you are influencing friends, maybe may not be, but friends are influencing you. So if you are, if you move around in groups who talk constantly only about worldly wealth and how to acquire it and the means and so on and so forth, with no thought about the akhirah, then that will become your touchstone, that will become your measurement metric, and that is disastrous. So don't go there. Because what is progress if you are able to get some material wealth and power and authority and comfort in this life at the expense of the life of the hereafter? I mean, nobody in their right senses would consider that to be progress. Very simple way of understanding that, that if you have, and right now I've got a whole bunch of young friends of mine who are studying for medical school. So, alhamdulillah, they're all very focused, but if they want, and if one of them said, look, you know, I'll have to catch this basketball game, I must watch this soccer match, and so on. And so he goes with his friends, he watches the soccer match, or his game or whatnot, and then he ends up failing the med school exam. Now, sure, he had fun, but at what expense? At the expense of his career. He had fun at the expense of the rest of his life. So one beautiful door to a very nice future as a medical doctor was shut for him because he went and, instead of studying for his exam, he went and he played basketball instead. Now, that is a very expensive way of living your life. Very expensive, because you are paying in forever terms for something which is here and now. Makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And so do think about this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get the right priorities, because without the right priorities, no decision is possible. A decision is only as good as the priorities based on which it is made. So with that, let me close this podcast. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa barakatuh.